وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله, الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتي يهم عذاب أليم. قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our leader and master is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we share with you the story of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, and his mention is in briefly and in detail in the Noble Quran approximately 43 times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nuh, we send Nuh to his people. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmi an anzir qawmaka min qabli an ya'tiyahum azabun adim. Warn your people before a painful punishment befalls them. So he said, O my people, I come to warn you plainly. So there is a lengthy hadith in Sahih Muslim narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Babu Shafa'ah, where it is mentioned, O Nuh, Ya Nuh, Anta awwalur rusul li ila al-ard. You are the first messenger to be appointed on earth. After Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, there was a mental and spiritual decline in human society. Deviation and misguidance increased, until as per divine law, the time was ripe for the commissioning of a messenger. This is demonstrated in Surah Nuh. The people of Nuh alayhi salam had become seriously prone to idol worship, pride and arrogance. They were not even prepared to pay heed to their messenger. So when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam would speak to them, they would insert their fingers in their ears and cover their faces with their clothes. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam spoke to them in private, in seclusion from others, in soft tones, and he also advised them in public in a loud voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Noble Quran. Ya qawmi inni lakum nadhirun mubin. He said, O my nation, O my people, I am a clear warner unto you. Ani'budullaha wattaquhu wati'un. That you worship Allah and you have fear of Allah. Wati'un, and that you obey me. Yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. Wa yuakhirkum ila ajalin musamma. And he will give you respite for a prescribed period. Inna ajal Allah idha jaa la yuakhar. When the stipulated time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it does not get delayed. Law kuntum ta'lamun, if you only knew. Then he said, Qala rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. He said, O my Lord, I called upon my people, I invited them day and night. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. But my calling unto them just increased them in being distant from me. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. So whenever I call them so that you may forgive them, then they put their fingers in their ears and they covered themselves with their clothing, their shawls, and they became haughty and arrogant, implacable, and they displayed a great amount of pride. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then I called upon them, announced, called them loudly. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ. Then I announced to them, وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. And I even called them in secrecy, quietly. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And I advised them that seek repentance from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He is most forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He'll send the rain upon you in torrents. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he will assist you with wealth and with children. And he will give you gardens. And he'll make the rivers flow for you. So such was a call, you know, pleading to them that they must come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were turning away from Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, and they were worshipping idols. So you have no respect whatsoever for Allah, he told them, whereas he's all forgiving and all merciful. But his people were so intoxicated in the idol worship that they gave no credence whatsoever to whatever he said. Instead, they began crying out for justice for their idols. Only a handful of people, it's mentioned approximately between 40 and 80, embraced Islam. And a great number of years he had been inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the leaders from the people said to him, "We see the mean and ignoble from our community following you. Such people have no superiority over us. Get rid of them first, and then we will give you a hearing." So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam replied, "On what basis can I get rid of them? They believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala." So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam continued inviting them for a long time, but they remained headstrong in their rejection and continued defending their worship of Wad, Suwa, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasr, and other idols. And they said that they would never leave them. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam warned them of Allah Ta'ala's punishment. So they replied, "Oh Nuh, you are constantly disputing with us and your argumentation has gone beyond the limits now. So bring upon us the punishment which you were threatening us with and put an end to all these disputes." So consequently, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam made a dua against them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, these people have disobeyed me continuously. They are following those who are causing the destruction of their wealth and children. They have adopted a very complex plot and conspiracy. They are speaking among themselves and saying, do not abandon your idols, especially Wad, Suwa, Yaghuth, and Ya'uq and Nasr. These people have led many people astray, and they are certainly increasing the wrongdoers in their deviation." So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam added, "O Allah, do not allow a single person to survive, because if you let them free, they will lead the succeeding generations astray as well. The children which are born to them will also be flagrant sinners and depraved." Then he said, "O Allah, forgive me, my parents, any believer who seeks refuge in my house, and all the believing men and women, and continue increasing the sinners in destruction." So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's supplication was accepted in Allah Ta'ala's court. And he sent the revelation to him saying, "Oh Nuh, no new person is going to accept your call. Take those who have become Muslims and make preparations to construct the ship. Punishment is going to descend on this nation and they will be drowned." So he conveyed a pair of each species from the animals, birds, etc., onto the ship as per Allah's instruction. قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنَ. He said, carry into the ark a pair of every species and of your household, except those against whom the order has already been issued. And carry therein all the believers. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and his followers began constructing the ship under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supervision. Allah said, وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. And now start constructing the ship under our supervision and according to our wahi, according to our divine inspiration. And do not address me, Allah Ta'ala says, regarding those people who have transgressed. They are going to be amongst those who drown. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and his followers, they began constructing the ship under Allah's supervision. And when the deviated ones would pass by and seek them constructing the ship, they would mock at them and say, is this ship going to sail on dry land? You know, سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. So Allah Ta'ala appointed the appointed day came when water began gushing forth from the bowels of the earth, and it began raining down from the skies. According to some Israeli narrations, the water continued gushing forth and pouring down for 40 days. Allah Ta'ala then ordered the ground to swallow its water and the skies to hold back the rain. The water level dropped gradually, and the ship stopped at Mount Judi. So the mountain range at which the ship stopped is referred to as Ararat in the Torah. So the commentators of the Torah are of the view that Judi refers to the mountain range, which extends from Ararat to Georgia. Now, the Nuh alayhi salam had a son by the name of Kanaan. When the Nuh alayhi salam boarded his family and other believers onto the ship, his son Kanaan did not board. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam tried to convince him to board and said to him, none will be saved from Allah Ta'ala's wrath except the one who takes refuge with him. There is no other place of refuge. So Kan'an had not believed in his father's call and so did not embrace Iman. He said to his father, I will climb to the top of this mountain which is before us and save myself in this way. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam beseeched Allah Ta'ala on behalf of his son and said, O Allah, you promised to save my family. Then Allah Ta'ala responded with a strict warning and said, his deeds are not good, and so he is not worthy of being referred to as your family. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam trembled at this warning and said, O Allah, pardon me my mistake. I seek refuge in you from asking you anything regarding which I have no knowledge. If you do not show mercy to me and do not pardon me, I will be in serious loss. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his repentance and seeking forgiveness and said, O Nuh, you may now disembark from the ship. Peace and blessings from us be on you and on the nations which will be born from those who are with you. There will be those amongst them who will live a life of opulence and luxury, and due to the evil deeds will be eligible for our punishment. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had other sons apart from Kanaan. They are Sam, Ham, and Yafith. There are different opinions with regard to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's age. 1,000 years, 950 years, 1,400 years. The Quran speaks about his staying amongst his people for 950 years. This is not far-fetched because the Torah speaks about the age of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his children and grandchildren to be around 1,000 years. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam mentioned later, the Torah mentions that when the time arrived for the ship to come to land, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam sent a crow to ascertain the situation. The crow saw corpses on certain mountain tops and got occupied eating them, and forgot the order of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. So when he gave up hope of his return, he sent the pigeon, which returned with olive leaves in his beak. On seeing this, he was convinced of the impending approach of land. Now, what important lessons we learn from here. Each person is answerable for his own actions and behavior. The piety of a father cannot be a cure for the disobedience of a son. Neither can a son's goodness make up for a father's rebelliousness. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's prophethood could not help against Canaan's unbelief. The seniority of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam could not save his father, Azar, from the punishment of idolatry. كل يعمل على شاكلته. Each one acts in a manner that's peculiar to himself. Evil company is more destructive than deadly poison. It results in nothing but disgrace, loss, and destruction. So just as piety is essential for man, pious company is even more essential. Just as keeping away from evil is a distinctive quality of his life, it is essential to save himself from the company of evil people. So resorting to outward means after placing full trust and reliance in Allah Ta'ala does not negate tawakkul. In fact, this is the correct procedure of placing one's trust in Allah Ta'ala. The ship of Nuh alayhi salam was considered necessary to save them from the flood. So although Allah's knowledge is all-embracing and covers every part of the universe, it is not necessary for the punishment or reward of every evil or good to be meted out or given in this world. This world is a garden for deeds, and the hereafter is set aside for his harvest and fruit. Dunya mazra'atul akhirah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But the crimes of zulm and oppression are punished in this way, in this world, in some way or the other. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us learn from this year, you know, make dua for our progeny as well, and teach them the right things, and teach them to keep good company, and learn from here the meaning of da'wah, that even if a very small band of people accept your call, calling towards the oneness of Allah and the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should never ever give up. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.